This podcast is where we look at preparing for the influx of divine light, the light of the cosmic Christ and the divine feminine Miriam Magdalena. We have all been preparing for this cosmic moment since the fall of humanity eons ago. Now we are in the final stages of raising the energy, vibration and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental and emotional bodies, so that we will be able to withstand the maximum influx of God's transfiguring divine love. This influx of divine light will build in a momentum from August 13th through August 18th, 2014. If your God self has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness, know that you are a vitally important part of this activity of light. The divine plan you have volunteered to fulfill during this Holy Week requires but one thing from you: your one-pointed consciousness focused in buoyant joy, divine love, and reverence for all life. As you progress through the holy days leading up to this miraculous event, remember that above all things, your responsibility is to release the most loving, joyous, playful, uplifting, harmonious energy you can possibly express. No matter what challenges or tests may be presented to you, know that nothing is worth moving you away from the harmony of your true being. Be the peace commanding presence you have been prepared to be. Be the most powerful force of transfiguring divine love you are capable of being here and now. This is the moment. Humanity, Mother Earth, and the company of heaven are counting on you. God bless your heart. And in the coming days and months ahead, we have been blessed with the opportunity to raise the vibration of our earthly bodies so that they will be able to withstand more light than we have ever experienced. Through a cosmic fiat of our omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven is standing in readiness to assist us with this holy endeavor. The beings of light in the realms of illuminated truth have given us two very simple but extremely powerful breathing exercises. If we will do them each morning and night for the next 7 days, our physical preparation will be accelerated by a quantum leap. These breathing exercises can be continued for as long as you like after the 7 days. As well, each time they are done, your earthly bodies will be lifted up further in energy, vibration, and consciousness. The breath of life. When we consciously breathe in the holy breath of God, our I Am presence awakens within us the remembrance of how the holy breaths will assist in transforming our lives. The holy breath of God is our gift of life. It is the vehicle that unites us with our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is. The holy breath creates the sacred space that allows us to be one with the multidimensional aspects of our own divinity and one with the whole of creation. When we deliberately utilize the holy breath of God, with every in-breath we soar into the heart and mind of God, and with every out-breath we project into the physical plane of earth the patterns of perfection contained in the heart and mind of God. Through God's holy breath, we are able to commune with the multidimensional aspects of our own divinity, and our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are energized and sustained in the world of form. As we remember this profound truth, we begin to experience the holy breath in the way God originally intended. This gift of life is designed to restore, rejuvenate, revitalize, and transform our earthly bodies into bodies of light and powerful temples of the living God. By directing the holy breath of God through our fifth dimensional solar spines and their 12 corresponding solar chakras and meridians, we will raise the vibration of our bodies to previously unknown heights. The following breathing exercises will enliven every cell in our bodies and clear away the frequencies of vibration that are less than the limitless physical perfection of the fifth dimension. Within this higher frequency of light, our I Am presence will be able to effectively integrate into our earthly bodies. We will then be free and unhindered in our thinking. We will comprehend the oneness of all life, and we will realize that the viable solutions for every situation manifesting in our lives or on the planet are awaiting discovery in the casual body of God. All we have to do is utilize the holy breath of God and raise up in consciousness. The first breathing exercise is stated in the first person. I begin by exhaling all of the air from my lungs. Now standing straight, my feet together, and my arms relaxed and resting at my side, I affirm with deep feeling, I am breathing in the holy breath of God. I am breathing in the holy breath of God. As I inhale, I turn my palms facing upwards and slowly raise my arms up from my sides and extend them over my head. I hold my breath within my body and visualize a brilliant shaft of light pulsating with all 12 solar aspects of deity pouring forth from the very heart of God. This shaft of light descends into my crown chakra and blazes down my solar spine into my 12 solar chakras. As I continue to hold the holy breath of God within my body, the scintillating light expands out through my meridians into every cell of my body. Now I slowly exhale and affirm with deep feeling, I am breathing out the holy breath of God. As I exhale, I turn my palms facing outward and slowly lower my arms back down to my sides. I hold my breath out and visualize the mighty shaft of light descending through my solar spine into the center of the earth. The light from the very heart of God merges with the divine momentum in the core of Mother Earth and expands out through the crystal grid system to envelop the entire planet and all life evolving here. I breathe normally for a moment, then I repeat the holy breath 3 more times. This holy breath exercise is done once for my physical body and the physical stratum of Earth, once for my etheric body and the etheric stratum of Earth, and once for my mental body and the mental stratum of Earth, and once for my emotional body and the emotional stratum of Earth. After the 4 holy breaths, I decree, I am the holy breath of God, restoring, revitalizing, rejuvenating, and transforming my earthly bodies into 5th-dimensional solar light bodies of limitless physical perfection. Every cell, every atomic and subatomic particle, and every wave within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is now pulsating with the 12 solar aspects of deity, which continually raise and transfigure this temple of the living God. The second breathing exercise, now with the 12 5th-dimensional solar aspects of deity blazing through my 5th-dimensional solar spine and my 12 solar chakras, I utilize the holy breath of God to infuse my bodies with the divine qualities of eternal youth, vibrant health, and limitless physical perfection. I stand with my arms at my side and I so slowly breathe in the holy breath of God. As I do, I raise my arms forward over my head and gently bend backwards as far as I comfortably can without any stress on my spine. I now hold the holy breath of God within my body and slowly bend forward as far as I comfortably can. Still holding the holy breath, I straighten my spine and raise my arms up over my head again, gently bending backward with my face looking heavenward. I now exhale slowly and lower my arms to my side. I relax and breathe normally for a moment. Then I repeat the holy breath three more times. This holy breath exercise is done one for my physical body, one for my etheric body, one for my mental body, and once for my emotional body. After completing the four holy breaths, I decree, I am filled with the holy breath of God and the divine light that revitalizes and transfigures my earthly bodies. Every one of my cells is now empowered with divine qualities of eternal youth, vibrant health, and limitless physical perfection. The positive effects associated with these two holy breath exercises are increasing daily and hourly with every breath I take. I am eternally grateful for this sacred opportunity and for the holy breath of God, which I now embody. And so it is. Beloved, I am. I am. I am. And here we come to the final part, the affirmation of healing. I am the holy breath of God, and with every breath I take, I am expanding the 12 solar aspects of deity through my fifth dimensional solar spine and chakras. Through the power of this light, any vibrating impulses in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies that are less than the limitless physical perfection of my solar light bodies are instantly transmuted. My I Am presence now fills my bodies with God's healing light, replacing these vibrations with love and harmony. Through God's holy breaths and healing light, every cell in my earthly bodies is revivified and transfigured. I am now the physical manifestation of my full divine potential. What I affirm for myself, I affirm for my loved ones and all humanity. I am now projecting God's holy breaths and healing light into all hospitals, nursing homes, mental institutions, and institutions of healing throughout the world. I am projecting God's holy breath and healing light into the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child evolving on this sweet earth. I accept that this activity of light is being completed with full power through the presence of God. I am, and so it is. And thank you for listening to this podcast, and I ask the I Am presence within you to surrender all that you are as a co-creator of God to the Supreme. Namaste.